The Art of Living a Life You Love, Chapter 2. What you believe creates your version of reality. You become what you believe, Oprah Winfrey. Your beliefs have the power to control your success in every area of your life. Your habitual beliefs determine the level of your self-esteem and can limit or elevate the goals you set for yourself. Your beliefs control how creative you can be, how productive you are, how organized you are, how healthy you are, and even how happy or sad you feel. To live a life you love, you need to be aware of the power of what you believe. Your beliefs control what you will be able to accomplish because they can either empower you to take action or hold you back and keep you from even trying to do what would make your dreams come true. What is a belief? What do you know about beliefs? We hear people talk about beliefs, and they sound like an unchangeable part of our personality. But a belief is really just a thought you continue to think about. It starts with an idea, then is repeated, and you begin to believe it. A certainty develops. This certainty about the belief causes you to find evidence that it is true. We see what we expect to see. What we look for, we find. For example, from first through eighth grade, I believed I was smart. Because I believed it was true, I acted like a smart person. This means that I always did all my homework to the best of my ability, answered questions in class, and expected to get great grades. The outcomes I got helped to reinforce my belief. But beliefs can change if you begin to question whether or not they are true. Once you begin to question a belief, you also begin to notice things that make the belief seem less certain. How my beliefs began to change. High school was when my beliefs began to change. The school was much larger than my rural 100-student grade school, and I felt lost, alone, and afraid. People told me I reminded them of Goldie Hawn, who was on TV at the time and was thought to be a dumb blonde. My grades dropped because I stopped thinking of myself as smart, so I did less of my homework. My grades going down seemed like proof that I had never been smart after all. It didn't occur to me to question the things people said about me. Looking back on the situation, I realized it was just the opinion of a few people that caused this change, and it had nothing to do with reality or my ability. The point is, because I believed these things at the time, my grades went down, which seemed to prove it was true. What do you believe? Do you know what you believe? What do you expect? How do you see the world? Our beliefs, values, expectations, and how we see the world begin when we are children. As we grow in experience, we add to them. Most of us collect our beliefs, values, and expectations from people in our life, and for the most part, we take them in unconsciously. While growing up, and even as a grown-up, there were many years when I was unaware of what my beliefs, values, and expectations were on a conscious level. Have you ever stopped to question if what you believe is true? Have you ever evaluated your current beliefs to see if they're helping you or hurting you? If you have, is it time you did it again? If you believe you can achieve your goals, you will take the actions required. If you believe you can't do something, why even try? It's important to examine your beliefs because they can become a self-fulfilling prophecy, whether they are based on fact or fiction. A collection of limiting beliefs. When I first learned about the power of beliefs, I decided to make a list of beliefs I had accumulated over the years. It is amazing how different your beliefs seem once you see them in writing. At least that was true for me. The following is a list of some of the limiting beliefs I had during high school, college, and my first few years away from home. As you read the list of limiting beliefs, think about what you believe is true for you. I believed that pretending to be like other people would make them like me. I believed that if I was honest about what I thought, people wouldn't like me. I believed if I just looked better, my life would magically improve. I believed I was unlovable. I believed no one would want to marry me. I believed I was a dumb blonde. I believed nearly everyone knew more than me. Do any of my old limiting beliefs sound like some of yours? If they do, you can replace them with new beliefs that empower you, as I've learned to do. The people in your life have the ability to influence how you see yourself. They can either encourage you to learn and grow, or they can discourage you by pointing out what they perceive to be your limits. Who do you believe? Who do you trust? What will you decide? It is up to each of us to decide whether we want to believe what people tell us or if we want to believe what empowers us to do our best. Because beliefs are really just thoughts that we feel certain are true, we can change any beliefs that keep us from being, having, doing, and giving all we want during our life. Sometimes beliefs that hold us back come from people in our life saying things like, "Be realistic," or "That's impossible," or some other limiting comment. Often the reason people say things like this is because they are afraid to try, or they did try and failed to achieve their desired outcome. Because they are afraid, they try to stop you from doing something similar. Their intentions may be good. They may just want to keep you from being hurt or feeling disappointed. They may want to save you from the pain they experienced as a result of taking action. But you are unique, one of a kind. You have your own talents, abilities, passions, and skills, and it might be possible for you. What's the best you can do? Whatever you tell yourself and believe to be true influences your choices, your decisions, and therefore your actions. When my son Xander was in fifth grade, he started getting report cards with letter grades and a grade point average. His grade point average on his first three report cards were just under 4.0. We were proud of him for doing so well in all of his classes. Then Xander said something that troubled me. He said, "I'll never be able to get a 4.0 GPA. This is the best I can do." The reason it troubled me was he had developed a belief that was keeping him from even trying to get a 4.0 GPA on his report card. Because I wanted him to do his best, whatever that might be, I wanted him to know I believed that if he just did a little bit more and went the extra mile, he could get a 4.0 report card. I'm glad I did. On his last report card for fifth grade, he got a 4.0 GPA, which resulted in changing his belief about what he was capable of achieving. The changed belief in what was possible also allowed Xander to do so well in high school that he received a 4-year merit scholarship from the university he attended. Find out what beliefs are controlling your life. What areas of your life are being influenced by beliefs that are holding you back? What beliefs are moving you forward? There are beliefs that are controlling the various areas of your life. These beliefs usually fall into a few typical categories. These categories include global beliefs, rules beliefs, limiting beliefs, and empowering beliefs. Global beliefs are generalized beliefs that influence many aspects of our personality, choices, and actions. Global beliefs usually include one of the following three words: is, am, or are. Following are some examples of global beliefs. Negative and disempowering beliefs. People are unfriendly. People are dishonest. People are mean. I am grouchy. I am a loser. I am dumb. I am sometimes harsh. I'm sometimes dishonest. I'm not always a good person. I am a bad example. Life is a curse. Life is boring. Success is lots of money. Success is pleasing people. Positive and empowering beliefs. People are friendly. People are honest. People are kind. I am cheerful. I am a winner. I am smart. I am kind. I am honest. I am a good person. I am a role model. Life is a gift. Life is fun. Success is work I enjoy. Success is being myself. Do you see how these global beliefs could influence your behavior? If you believe people are friendly, you'll feel like being friendly. If you believe people are unfriendly, why even try to get to know them? If you believe that people are dishonest, you'll believe you can't trust anyone. The global beliefs you have about people greatly influence your relationships with them. The global beliefs you have about yourself can cause you to either feel like you're a good person or a bad person. They can cause you to behave in positive and empowering ways or negative and limiting ways. If you believe life is a game, then there's always a winner and a loser. If you believe life is a gift, you notice the beauty, love, and joy life has to offer, and that reminds you to be grateful for all you have in your life. If you believe success is hard work, it feels exhausting to you. If you believe success means doing work you love, it energizes you. When I look at the chart of global belief examples, it reminds me that I used to believe many of the ones in the negative and limiting column. Now I choose to believe all of the positive and empowering beliefs. I am proof it's possible to start with many limiting beliefs and be able to change them so they are positive and empowering. By changing my beliefs, it changed my behavior, and that has helped me attract positive people and experiences into my life. When I believed many of the negative and limiting beliefs, I repelled success and attracted negative people and experiences. For example, I had friends who would whine and complain and tell me I would never find a boyfriend or work I loved to do. Once I started choosing friends who had a positive outlook on life, I began to prove my old friends wrong by taking actions that got me better results. My new friends empowered me with their positive beliefs. The exciting thing is to know we can choose what we will believe. We all have the ability to make the choice of having beliefs that empower us. Many people grow up hearing negative, limiting beliefs so often, they get to a point where they believe them. And because they behave in ways that are limiting and disempowering, they see the evidence that the negative beliefs are true. What causes people to say it is being realistic, to expect the worst, or to focus on what you think is wrong with you? Why would it be any more realistic to believe the worst? I've found it can be realistic to believe the best can happen. When I believe this is true, I take action and keep learning from my mistakes. That is what creates my new version of reality. If you want to enjoy your life, you need to examine the beliefs controlling your behavior, your thoughts, and your actions. Ask yourself, have I chosen to believe any negative and limiting things about people, myself, life, success, money, and relationships with other people? You have a choice. You can choose to believe thoughts that empower you and cause you to think with a positive mental attitude. You can choose beliefs that help you attract what you want in all areas of your life. The power of the words, I am. Knowing we can change if we want to gives us hope, and it frees us to become who we're meant to be instead of being who other people have told us we are or can be. This is why it is important to pay attention to what we say after the words, I am. As it happens, your beliefs about yourself are largely subjective. They are often not based on fact at all. They are the result of information you have taken in throughout your life and the way you have processed that information. Brian Tracy. The habitual phrases we use that include the words I am come from a variety of sources. They can come from things we heard people say about us while we were growing up, people such as our parents, siblings, teachers, friends, and classmates. They also may come directly from us if we begin to talk to ourselves in ways that make excuses for why we are the way we are and why we can't change or grow. It's amazing how many people use the powerful words, I am, without even realizing they are becoming the kind of person they are describing. For examples of negative I am phrases, listen to the list that follows. What are some of your habitual I am phrases? Begin to notice what you say to yourself and to others after the words I am. Spend a week writing down, in your journal or in a notebook, all of the I am phrases you use. Seeing them on paper allows you to examine them and rewrite any that are holding you back from becoming all you can be. Once you begin to question your habitual I am statements, you can change the direction of your destiny. We have all had labels put on us throughout our lives. Once we realize we have the power to notice and choose, we can begin to rewrite. Typical examples of I am phrases that will disempower you and can keep you feeling unable to change. 1. I am forgetful. 2. I am always late. 3. I am never going to change. 4. I am fat and weak. 5. I am like my mom, dad, grandparents, etc. 6. I am easily distracted. 7. I am ashamed of myself. 8. I am afraid to change. 9. I am an angry person. 10. I am a complainer. Do any of the I am statements sound familiar to you? Any I am phrase can be reworded to help you move toward becoming all you can be. I'll give you some examples of how to rewrite them. Examples of how you can change the I am phrases so they are empowering and help you move forward. 1. I am improving my memory by writing things down. 2. I am enjoying being on time for appointments. 3. I am enjoying changing and growing. 4. I am enjoying being lean and strong. 5. I am unique and have my own talents and abilities. 6. I am enjoying being focused and productive. 7. I am enjoying the good change can bring. 8. I am proud of myself for learning and growing. 9. I am able to let go of anger and resentment and enjoy moving forward with my life. 10. I am choosing to look for what's good and to appreciate all that's going well in my life. Start noticing what you hear yourself and others say after the words, I am. It is up to each of us to choose what we say to ourselves and to others. We can choose to change any beliefs or habits that are holding us back. Take action right from your heart. Get your journal, notebook, or a pad of paper, plus your favorite pencil or pen, and finish the sentence starters below. The more answers you write, the better you will feel, so make a list of your answers for each one. Imagine feeling excited, happy, and grateful. What would you say to yourself after the words, I am, if you felt these feelings? Focusing your thoughts on how excited, happy, and grateful you feel is a choice you can make whenever you want to feel better. By doing this exercise, you will begin a habit of thinking of things you're excited about, feel happy about, and feel grateful for in your life. I am feeling excited because... dot, dot, dot. I am feeling happy because... dot, dot, dot. I am feeling grateful because... dot, dot, dot. If, then. Beliefs containing if, then are what author and personal development coach Tony Robbins calls rules beliefs. As he teaches, these beliefs are the rules you believe must happen to get the results or outcomes you want. Rules beliefs can cause you to feel successful, or they can cause you to feel like a failure, even when you seem successful to other people. To find out your rules beliefs about success, ask yourself, what has to happen for me to feel successful? In his Personal Power audio program, Tony Robbins tells a story about two men in one of his seminars who had very different beliefs about what circumstances, results, or events meant they were successful. One man, who was very successful by most people's standards, felt he was not successful. When Tony asked him the question, "What has to happen for you to feel successful?" the man had a very long list of rules, things he believed must happen for him to be successful. He had to make much more money, have a perfect body fat level, be physically fit, have great relationships with everyone in his life. His list was long and included many details. There was another man at the seminar who was positive, happy, energized, and successful. When Tony asked him, "What has to happen for you to feel successful?" he said, "If I wake up above ground, then I feel successful." As Tony goes on to say, this man was successful, and he felt successful because his rules beliefs were easy to achieve, so he felt successful every day. Do you feel successful? What has to happen for you to feel successful? What has to happen for you to feel loved? What has to happen for you to feel smart? What has to happen for you to feel good about yourself? What has to happen for you to feel good about your life? What has to happen for you to attract success? Following is a list containing some of my current answers to the questions above. See if any of them are beliefs you either have now or would like to model. Empowering if-then beliefs list. If I have family and friends, then I know I am loved. If I learn from my mistakes, then I feel good. If I focus on what makes me feel happy, then I feel happy. If I focus on what I like about myself, then I feel good about myself. If I am moving in the direction of my dreams, then I feel good about my life. If I am grateful, cheerful, and positive, then I will attract success. If I keep learning and growing, then I will feel successful. If I am grateful for all I have, then I will attract even more of what I want into my life. If I complain and have a negative attitude, then positive people will want to avoid me. If I believe that learning makes me feel good, then I feel inspired to keep learning. If I think about my goals, then my energy and focus will be on what I want to be, to do, to have, to give, and to live. If I replace my limiting beliefs with beliefs that empower me to take action, then I will do what it takes to achieve my goals, heart's desires, and dreams. If what I think about expands, then it's a good idea to think about what I want. Notice that the beliefs in the list above all move the person who believes them in a positive direction. Do you know what rules beliefs you have? Do some of your rules beliefs limit you and hold you back? You might want to get a pencil or pen and some paper to write a list of your beliefs. Start with your global beliefs about life, love, work, people, or relationships. Then make a list of your current and or past rules beliefs. Just start writing. If blank, then blank. Write as many as you can right now. Try to get them all on paper where you can look at them and ask yourself whether each belief in your list empowers you or holds you back. If you have limiting beliefs, you will be able to see them, then you'll be able to replace them and begin to attract the success you desire in all of those areas of your life. We all have the ability to rewrite our beliefs and begin attracting what we want. Know what beliefs control your life. It can be interesting and enlightening to take a look at the beliefs you have accumulated in all of life's areas. You have beliefs that control how you think, how you feel, how you learn, how much you can remember, how well you get along with other people, and how successful you are in all you do. Your beliefs can even control the kinds of questions you're willing to ask. Beliefs have an enormous amount of control over your life. It's important to know what beliefs are controlling your behavior, your thinking, and your actions in the various areas of your life. We all pick up beliefs from a variety of sources and experiences. We can pick up beliefs from our parents, family, friends, teachers, classmates, TV, movies, songs, books, magazines, advertisers, and/or our own observations. Some beliefs come from our childhood. Some beliefs we might have picked up as teenagers, college students, or as adults. We can acquire beliefs from people at work, play, home, school, or any place where we spend time with other people. Our beliefs, our expectations, and our self-concept create filters through which we experience our perception of reality. What we believe, with feeling, becomes our reality. Our choice to focus on the good feelings that come when we take action and move forward, especially when combined with thoughts of the pain we will experience if we put something off, can fill us with inspiration to take action. We can choose to believe what empowers us and inspires us to move forward. What do you believe? Following is a chart that will help you think of beliefs you have in various areas of your life. Choose the areas that you want to examine and think about what you believe for each of them. Life, work, yourself, your life, your age, your family, your education, your talents and abilities, people, relationships, love, honesty, learning, personal development, reading, writing, communication, creativity, role models, expectations, talents, skills, goals, time, planning, thinking, making mistakes, your attitude, being positive, being negative, your mind, what feels good, what feels bad, what's possible for you, health, exercise, nutrition, dieting, how you look, how you feel, how you sound, happiness, failure, success. Use word association and discover what beliefs pop into your mind as you look at the chart. You might want to make a list of your beliefs. Some of them have probably been with you for a long time. No judging or analyzing is needed at this point. Just list or think about your unique collection of beliefs. Look at the list again. What are your beliefs for each area on the list? As you think about each belief, notice if the belief makes you feel bad or good. Following are some questions you can ask yourself to help you decide which of your beliefs you want to replace. 1. Will believing this help me? 2. Will believing this hurt me? 3. Will this belief encourage me to move forward? 4. Will this belief hold me back? 5. Does this belief help me feel good? 6. Does this belief make me feel bad? Answering yes to numbers 1, 3, and 5 means you have a positive belief that can empower you to feel better, to learn, to grow, and/or to become more of yourself. Answering yes to numbers 2, 4, and 6 means you have a negative belief that can disempower you, cause you to feel bad, keep you from growing, and hold you back. Mark the negative beliefs on your list with a minus and the positive beliefs with a plus. Examples of old negative and limiting beliefs. Mistakes mean I'm stupid or that I should give up. Having a positive attitude means I'm being unrealistic. Being right is more important than being happy. Everyone knows more than I do, and they know what's right for me. Examples of new, positive, and empowering beliefs. Mistakes mean I'm learning and growing. Having a positive attitude attracts good things into my life. Being happy is more important than being right. Some people know more than I do, but only I know what's right for me. Modeling excellence begins with modeling beliefs. If you can read, think, and hear, you can model the beliefs of the most successful people on the planet. Tony Robbins. Go back to your list and choose 4 of your limiting beliefs. Write them on a fresh piece of paper, in your notebook, or on the lines that follow. Limiting beliefs can be replaced with empowering beliefs. The chart on the previous page has examples of how you can rewrite your limiting beliefs so they become empowering beliefs. Take a few minutes to rewrite some of your negative or limiting beliefs as positive and empowering beliefs. Although most of us have more than 4 beliefs that we need to rewrite, it's less overwhelming if you start with 4. If you want to list more and feel ready to replace them all, go for it. Listen to your inner wisdom and do what feels right for you. Remember that negative beliefs hurt you, hold you back, and limit your success. Negative beliefs feel bad. Positive beliefs help you, move you forward, empower you, and expand your success. Positive beliefs feel good. You can model beliefs of success. I have chosen to model 2 extremely powerful beliefs from Tony Robbins. The past does not equal the future, and I believe what empowers me to take action. These 2 beliefs help me remember to question any thoughts that start forming in my mind before they become habitual beliefs that limit my ability to achieve my desired goals, results, or outcomes. I've learned to observe people who are successful at what I want to do and model their beliefs and behavior. Let's take a closer look at these 2 powerful beliefs to see why they are so helpful. The past does not equal the future. This is a great belief because it reminds us that the results we've gotten in the past are no longer a predictor of our ability to succeed now. If we learn from what went wrong and try a different approach, we will improve our chance of success. I've decided to believe that failure is when I give up or stop learning. If I keep trying new approaches and learn from my results, I can succeed. One of the fastest ways to achieve the results you want is to find a role model, someone who has achieved your desired outcome, and learn from his or her experience. If, for example, you want to be a writer, you can model the beliefs, strategies, and actions that experienced and successful authors have taken to achieve their goals. They can also give you helpful ideas to try, encourage you to keep showing up for your goal, and tell you what has worked for them when they had similar problems or challenges. What I know for sure now is that the past is not a predictor of what we can do in the future. If we want to do something new, we can find positive role models and perhaps a coach to help us. and then we can achieve big goals that are exciting to us. I believe what empowers me to take action. This belief is the opposite of what so many people tend to believe without even realizing they are doing it. Because they fear that they will fail at what they want to do, they tell themselves, "I believe that it is useless to take action." Because they aren't sure they will succeed, they never even try. What difference does it make whether something is true or not if it gets you to take the actions that can create your desired results? For example, during the beginning of writing this book, I would have given up if it weren't for this belief. Remembering it helped me keep going when I would start to think, "I've never written a book before, so why even try to do it?" Instead, I chose to believe what empowered me to take action. Each time I took action in spite of my past experience, I developed a stronger belief. It's worth it to believe in my ability and keep going forward on my goals. Why believe what keeps you from taking action? I have found when I believe what empowers me to take action, that choice keeps me doing the things I need to do to achieve my goals. As an example, when I decided to take singing lessons for the first time, I had no idea whether it would be a waste of time and money or not, but I really wanted to do it. For years, I had been afraid to even try singing because I was afraid I wouldn't be any good at it. By deciding to believe it was possible for me to learn to sing, I've added joy and fun to my life. I love to sing, and thanks to this belief, I've been having fun singing on a regular basis. What is something you've always wanted to do but have been afraid to try? What would add some fun to your life? Challenge yourself to believe what empowers you to take action. Try it and see what happens. Believing other people can be a big mistake. One of the biggest mistakes I used to make was to believe other people always knew more than I did. Everyone you meet has their own opinions and a collection of beliefs they have accumulated during their life. When people put you down, it's wise to ask yourself, why would I believe them? Could they be jealous? Could they be mean? Are they trying to feel better about themselves by putting me down? Unfortunately, some people belittle others in an effort to feel better about their own life. Consider the source before you believe what they say. Sometimes what they're saying has some truth in it and can help you learn. So it's also wise to ask yourself, is there some truth to what they're saying? If there is something helpful to you about their advice, take it. But if what they're saying will cause you to stop working toward an important goal, then perhaps you would be better off ignoring their advice. Instead, believe what empowers you to take action and keep moving forward toward your goals. I have found this to be helpful because I used to believe other people who sometimes had no idea whether something was possible for me or not. Persistence can get you results that some people think are impossible for you. I've learned that if I really want to do something, it's wise to give it a try. You get what you expect. What do you expect your life to be like? Do you expect to be successful and live the life of your dreams? Or do you expect that you will never be successful and you will never be able to change your beliefs, behaviors, or results? A common trait among people who are successful at what they want to do is that they expect success. They expect that they can learn, grow, and become the person they most want to be. They expect to keep moving in the direction of their dreams. And because they expect success, they are inspired to take the necessary actions to get their desired outcomes. If you expect to fail, why would you even try to move toward what you want? If you believe you will never amount to much, you will get what you expect. For example, if you expect to feel nervous when giving a talk to a group of people, you will feel nervous when on stage. If you expect to gain weight, you'll eat more food than your body needs and you'll get fat. But if you expect to get lean, strong, and healthy by exercising and eating small, nutritious meals, you will take the actions that move you toward your picture of yourself as a lean, strong, and healthy person. If you expect to be successful, you will feel full of positive energy and excitement. You will never be able to be successful if you expect to fail. What you expect is what you'll get. During high school, it became clear that boys liked me for how I looked. I expected boys to want to go out with me, but I also expected them not to love me. Because I never expected to be loved, I acted clingy and insecure. During high school and college, I never did have a boyfriend who I felt loved me. The more my expectation grew, the more I believed that nobody would ever love me. Looking back on those days still hurts, but it also makes me feel even more thankful to be married and to be a mom. When I was in my mid-20s, I realized that my expectation of never being loved was causing me to behave in ways that made me hard to love. It was when I learned that we get what we expect that I began to work on personal development, on becoming the kind of person who is easy to love and that people want to keep in their life. If you feel good about yourself, you attract people who see the good in you. How can you expect other people to love you unless you love yourself? You can only give away what you have to give. If you feel badly about yourself, you're bound to behave in ways that convince other people that you are unworthy of their love. It was after I began working on becoming a person that I could love that I attracted a man who loved me. I got the love I expected. What do you expect? Do you expect to be loved? Do you expect people to be kind to you? Do you expect people to want to spend time with you? Do you expect failure, or do you expect success? Our expectations come from our beliefs, but our beliefs are really just thoughts that we have decided to believe. So we can also make the decision to believe something new is true. What do you have inside? You can only give away what you have inside of you. If you have love and joy inside, then you will have it to give to others. If you have feelings of anger, hate, and sadness inside, then that is what you will have to give to others. Wayne Dyer often uses an example of an orange to get this point across. He asks, what do you get when you squeeze an orange? The answer, of course, is orange juice. And the reason that is true is because that's what's inside the orange. As he goes on to explain, if you squeeze a person, you get what is inside of them. If there's anger, blame, frustration, or shame, that's what comes out and is what they have to give away. If the person has love, joy, kindness, and good feelings inside, that is what they have to give away to others. Here's the good news. What is inside of us gets there by how we choose to think about the people, places, and events in our life. What is inside of us comes from what we have chosen to believe about people, life, love, joy, and success. What you believe is your choice. Your beliefs control your choices, and you have the choice to question any belief you have and decide whether to keep it or to change it. If you want to live a life you love, examine your core beliefs and change any beliefs that are holding you back. Do you have any beliefs that are holding you back? If yes, what are they? Where did you get your beliefs? Are they beliefs you acquired from your family, friends, teachers, classmates, coworkers, neighbors, TV, movies, and the internet? Who are you willing to believe? Whose beliefs do you want to model? What beliefs move you forward? What beliefs inspire you? What will you choose to believe? One of the beliefs that has been most helpful to me is that having a coach can help me believe in myself and my dreams. The easiest way to change your limiting beliefs is to have the help of a coach. Your coach can ask you questions and help you believe in your ability to reach your goals. Your coach can help you remember that what you believe will come true for you. Your coach can help you remember that a belief is just a thought you keep thinking. Your coach can help you question the beliefs you have and decide which ones you'll replace and which to keep. Your life coach can help you achieve goals faster and enjoy your life more at the same time. Your coach can help you believe in your ability to achieve your goals, dreams, and heart's desires. They can help you live the music you hear calling you. They can help your dreams come true by helping you believe in yourself and your dreams. In the next chapter, we'll talk about how your choices feel and how to make choices that help you feel good and love your life.